Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
This week, we gather in Washington for our 42nd annual convention, bringing Right to Life activists together from across the country. As we meet, we're taking the time here on Pro-Life Perspective to look back at the opening address for last year's convention by the Weekly Standard's Fred Barnes. To keep up with this year's convention, follow the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and enjoy this look back at NRLC 2011. If you're not familiar with him, Fred Barnes is the co-founder and executive editor of the Weekly Standard. From 1985 to 1995, he served as senior editor and White House correspondent for the New Republic. He covered the Supreme Court and the White House for the Washington Star before moving on to the Baltimore Sun in 1979. He served as the national political correspondent for the Sun and wrote the Press Watch media column for the American Spectator. From 1998 to 2009, he was host, along with Mort Kondracki, of the Beltway Boys on Fox News. Mr. Barnes appears regularly on Fox's Special Report with Brett Baer. From 1988 to 1998, he was a regular panelist on the McLaughlin Group. He has also appeared on Fox News Sunday, CBS This Morning, Nightline, Meet the Press, Face the Nation, The News Hour with Jim Lehrer, and The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Over the years, he has written for Reader's Digest, The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, The Spectator, Washingtonian, The Public Interest, Policy Review, and both The Sunday Telegraph and Sunday Times of London.
When Jackie Reagan invited me to come, I accepted immediately. I really knew I wanted to be here, and what a great time the pro-life movement is involved in now. I mean, this really is a breakout moment, a breakout year, a breakout era for the pro-life movement and for National Right to Life in particular. There hasn't been anything quite like this in a long time. You know, I know the theme of this National Right to Life convention is bringing America back to life, which is a good idea. Now, the Right to Life movement didn't need to be brought back to life, be resurrected, because it never went away. But I'll have to say, just from talking to people involved in the movement and seeing people here, it is livelier than it has been in an awful long time. You know, when the politics of America changed in the 2010 election, and with the election of so many Republicans to state legislatures and as governors and the House of Representatives in Washington, I was not at all surprised that the Right to Life movement and National Right to Life would seize this opportunity. Wasn't surprised at all. But I have been impressed with everything that's been accomplished already. Here we are in just June of 2011. It really is remarkable. I think the pro-life movement today, and I say this humbly as someone who writes about politics and policy and has for a number of years, that the pro-life movement today is stronger and more dynamic and more organized than it ever has been. It is, and it's quite palpable. You know, you don't have to look very far to recognize what's going on and what's been achieved to know that there's been a great leap in the strength and effectiveness and achievements of the pro-life movement.
We'll pick up with more of Fred Barnes tomorrow on Pro-Life Perspective. If you'd like to order a copy of his entire address to our National Right to Life Convention, you can download an order form at prolifeperspective.com. And while you're at it, I'd ask you to consider joining us for NRLC 2012. 2012 will be a year of great challenges for the pro-life movement, and they are challenges we'll face head-on, as long as people are educated and prepared. I'd challenge you to bring two or three people with you so that you have a team of activists ready to get to work when you get home.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.